Parak Vav Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah is going to continue discussing Hezek, the Hezek of Shane, and it starts out Hamagdish b'toch sadeh shel chavero shelo b'rishus. If someone goes into someone else's sadeh field without permission and he starts takes his grain and starts stacking his grain, v'chaltan behemto shel bala sadeh, and a behema of the owner of the field goes ahead and eats from the tvua that this person stacked up in the owner of the field's property, potter. The owner of the field is not chayiv at all to pay for any of the grain that was eaten because the owner of the grain had no right to put it there. Bimhuska bahen, and if the owner of the field, if his behema was damaged by the stack of wheat or grain that was being stacked there, let's say it slipped on them, was injured, Bal HaGadish Chayiv. The Bal HaGadish is Chayiv. The owner of the stack is obligated to pay for the Hezek to the animal since he created a Mazik, which is like a boar, a stationary Mazik, in the field of his person against his will. In other words, he went to this guy's field. Reuven went into Shimon's field against Shimon's will. And he, without any permission. And he made a stack of wheat there. So if Shimon's animal goes and slips on it, so Reuven, who made the stack of wheat in Shimon's field, Reuven's going to be chayiv again. Reuven is the Bal HaGodish, and Shimon is the Bal HaSada. So the Bal HaGodish is going to be chayiv if the Bal HaSada's animal got damaged from the Godish. Bim Higdish Bishus. But if Reuven had permission from Shimon to make these stacks of grain in Shimon's field, meaning Shimon gave him permission, and then Shimon's animal came and ate from them, then the Bala Sada is Chayiv. Shimon, the owner of the Sada, of the field, is Chayiv to pay for the eaten grain that Reuven brought in, because by allowing the grain to be stored in his Sada, he presumably agreed to protect the grain from Hezek, even though he did not say so explicitly. Now, if you remember, we had a Machlokes in Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel, where Rebbe was cholek on this, and Rebbe had said that just stop giving permission to someone else to bring their stuff into your sada, you are not assuming any responsibility for the item that you allowed in. It was only the Tanakhama in Mishnah Beis there and Mishnah Gimel that held that there's a presumed shmira that, in this case, Shimon the Bala Sada has taken upon himself by giving permission for Reuben to bring his stuff in. So the question is this going keneged Rebbe when it says v'migdish b'shus Bala Sada chayiv? Seems like Rebbe would hold that the Bala Sada would be potter because he never accepted responsibility of the stack of grain. So the Mefarshim, the Gemara, explains, Mefarshim utilizing the Gemara itself, explains that our Mishnah could even be going according to Rebbe. Because it's talking, the Gemara says, is referring to a special scenario, a unique case, where the farmers of the area would stack their grain in one person's field each year. So like if, for example, Reuven was a farmer who would stack his grain, like many others, in Shimon's field. Shimon's field was utilized for all these people who would stack their grain there, and Shimon would be guarding, and that was his job, in fact, to go ahead and watch anything brought in that he, like Tavua, brought into his field. And therefore, even if Shimon only said, right, Shimon being the Bal HaSada, the owner of the Sada, if all he said was, bring your grain into my Sada, and he didn't say, I will guard it, even Rebbe would agree that in this case, there's a presumption that Shimon agrees to do Shmira on it, to guard it, and therefore he takes responsibility. And if his behema, Shimon's behema, goes and eats up all the grain, then the Bal HaSada, Shimon, is going to be chayiv to compensate for the grain that was eaten up.